First and 10 at the Cleveland 35. Mingo coming, and he got a sack. Welcome, Mr. Mingo.
So last year I was coaching outside backers in Buffalo. You were my guy. So I'm talking with my wife, and we're like, how can we put a lasting impression on the personnel guys before the draft? So Thursday morning, the day of the draft, I wake up, and my wife has a huge plate of cupcakes, okay, that are purple and yellow, that has your name, your number, all right, and the colors of LSU on it. Wow. And we bring them in, all right, and give them to all the scouts, GM, head coach. I was doing everything I could to get them to pick you at 8.
With the 6th pick, the Cleveland Browns select Barkevius Mingo, defensive end, LSU.
All right, Coach, well, going back there, what sold you on my talent? What made you guys want to take that leap of faith on me?
I think what we liked about you best was your versatility. You know, and your ability to move around, which, as you know, is huge in our defense. Okay, your ability to drop into coverage, okay, which we knew was going to be something that was going to be a little different for you coming from LSU, because you were more put your hand in the dirt and go get the passer. Mm-hmm. But we saw the athleticism. We saw the football instincts and awareness where we thought you could do that. And then last but not least, on those money downs, let you go. You know, go get the quarterback.
And a big hit by Barkevius Mingo. He just drills Graham over the middle.
How'd you think your rookie year went as far as transitioning from college to the NFL?
I think the transition was pretty good. Got in here. I had to study a lot. You know, it wasn't like college was. You know, we had more stuff that was thrown at us, just like this year, too. More stuff was thrown at us. More stuff was required. I was pleased how everything progressed, and now I'm just ready to get back at it.
What was the hardest thing for you?
Hardest thing was the first day of install. You know, for me, like you said, I was in a different position, and they're throwing out cover 3 drops and cover 4 drops, and I'm just thinking, like, okay, well, how do I do that?
I think what you'll find is year 2, things will come a lot easier for you. And then it'll allow you to just go out and play. Play fast. You know what I'm saying? You got that rookie year under your belt. Now you'll be able to be the playmaker that you were drafted to be.
Waits and takes. Gives the ball to Charles. It's a flea flicker back to Smith. Not so fast. They sack him. It's Mingo.